We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And they say to me, "You pray funny." I said, "Well, I'm talking to my Heavenly Father." I said, "If I got a problem, I go and sit down with my dad. I don't go in there and say, 'Now, Father, I got a problem. Would you please help me with my problem?'" I said, I go in there, you know, wherever he's at. I say, "Hey, Dad, can we talk?" Yes. And he'll sit down in a chair and I'll get on the couch, throw my foot up over the couch or lay back on the floor, do something, you know. And I say, "Now, Dad, look, I need some help."
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Effective Prayer Series. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
He says here in Mark 11:20, "Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them." When it comes to my desires and what I want, why can't I go talk to the Heavenly Father just like I would walk in and sit down and talk to my earthly father if I have a desire and a need? Oh, I know. Now you got those gears spinning. Everybody says, "Yeah, but we're supposed to intercede." Yeah, that's part of it. But you don't necessarily have to all the time. I mean, when I know what to pray about, I pray in my own understanding until I exhaust my own understanding. Then I just don't jump out there and start praying in the Spirit. And if you've ever been in any of Brother Hagin's prayer services, you'll find that he will do that. A lot of times he'll take off praying in his own understanding, talking about the need. And then he'll get to a point and say, "All right, Lord, we have talked to you about this need in our own understanding as far as we can. Now, Holy Spirit, help us to pray about this need further in the Spirit." How many of you have been there, ever heard him say that or do that? See, he just didn't jump in there immediately and begin to pray in the Spirit. Now, sometimes if you're praying with him, and in a private group prayer, he will jump in and begin praying in the Spirit. But see, he has already been praying and talking to God, and he's already exhausted all of it at another time of prayer. So there's no use to rehearse what he's already said. But yet, on the other hand, there is another type of praying that you've heard him talk about in which he pleads his case. And I have heard him plead that case the same way in English. Not in the Spirit, over and over again. "All right, now, Lord, here's the situation." And he would go right down the list. See, what we need to understand is that we need to go and to talk to God the way we would do it if we were talking to our own parents or someone here. Because, see, God is our Heavenly Father. Come in and talk to him. People used to say to me, when I was in Bible school with all of these ultra spiritual guys. And they pray these long, pretty prayers. "Oh, Heavenly Father, it's just so great to bask in your presence." I mean, we in the prayer room of the boys' dormitory. Ain't nobody in there but a bunch of old boys. Ain't nobody listening to how pretty you're praying. I figure, hey, this prayer room is where I'm going to go in now and sit down and talk to Father. So I just start talking to the Heavenly Father. I say, "Heavenly Father, let me tell you something about it. I got a problem." And now you say to me, "Hagin, I ain't ever seen nobody like you. You prayed the funniest any guy I ever seen in my life." They say, I just don't even understand you. You just talk to God like you would your daddy. I said, well, he is my Heavenly Father. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like this business of people going around talking about Daddy God. To me, that's sacrilegious. I understand what they're saying. I understand the premise. But I'm going to tell you what. The Holy Father, my Heavenly Father, should have more dignity and respect than that. And they'd say to me, "You pray funny." I said, "Well, I'm talking to my Heavenly Father." I said, "If I got a problem, I go in and sit down with my dad. I don't go in there and say, 'Now, Father, I got a problem. Would you please help me with my problem?'" I said, I go in there, you know, wherever he's at. I say, "Hey, Dad, can we talk?"
Yes.
And he'll sit down in a chair and I'll get on the couch, throw my foot up over the couch or lay back on the floor, do something, you know. And I say, "Now, Dad, look, I need some help." I don't give him a speech that I sat down and thought up for a speech that you would sit down and think up in a speech class with all these $25 words and all this in it. I said, he's not interested in how well I can articulate. He's not interested in how well that I can put together a sentence structure. What he's interested in, his son has a problem. Tell me what it is so I can minister to help.
Amen.
The Father God is the same way. He does not have to have you to put together a long, drawn out, beautifully, perfectly orchestrated, punctuated prayer. All he's interested in, "My child has a need. Tell me what it is so I can meet it." Hello? And I think we need to learn that we don't have to spend 45 minutes building up to it. See, they would spend 45 minutes building up. I'd have my prayer done and gone, and they still in the prayer room. They had never got to what their need was yet. They say, "Oh, you don't spend enough time before the Lord." I said, "You ain't either. All you're doing is doing a bunch of blowing." I said, "All you're doing that for so you can put out on your slip when you turn it into the Christian service office that you prayed 4 hours last week." And I said, "Your 4 hours praying all probably amounts to maybe an hour and a half. The rest of it was nothing but words." Sometimes that's the way we pray. Let's learn to get specific and pray to God the way we pray, you know, the way we talk to our Father. He is our Heavenly Father. Prayer is important. Now, here's another thing. Don't try to pray your desires off on somebody else. Your desires may not be His desires. You're not going to get any answer when you do that. Because that's wrong kind of praying. If somebody needs to change, and it's your desire for them to change, the way to pray is for the Lord to send laborers across their path that will change their way of thinking and change their mind about the thing. Otherwise, it ain't going to do no good. All your praying is going to be in vain. Because you're not praying right. Oh, Lord, save so-and-so. Hey, I got news for you. He's already saved them. They just hadn't accepted it. Change your prayer and begin to say, "Oh, Lord, so-and-so, you know that their mind is closed to this issue and so forth. But now I'm praying in line with the Word of God. I pray that the Lord of harvest would send a laborer across their path that they would respect, that they would believe in, that they would listen to, that would change their way of seeing this."
Yes.
Now all of a sudden, you getting it over there where God's got something to work with. But beforehand you hollered, "Oh God, save so-and-so." He's already saved them. when Jesus died on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He's already done it. This individual has got to change their attitudes, their way of thinking. Hello? Now you see, here's another thing. We're trying to pray for somebody else according to the way we want it. Won't work. See, praying prayers like this is what got all of the stuff started. Well, maybe, and so forth. That's where you get. See, they're trying to rationalize now and figure out why God didn't answer.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's single CD titled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, How to Live Worry-Free. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called, Healing Belongs to You. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Generational Unity in a Divided World. All these items are for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We've got our Living Faith conferences
coming
starting up
in March.
Yeah.
You know, our whole life is scheduled, right?
Right.
March 22nd through the 24th, that's a Sunday through a Tuesday, Living Faith Conference in Savannah, Georgia, at the Seed Church, Pastors Lisa and Kimpy Womble. And then where are we going from there?
We're going to go over to Valdosta, Georgia, to live in, to the Collective.
Uh-huh.
That's the church,
uh-huh,
pastored by Mark and Ashley Brady.
Yes.
And if you want to find out anything, just go to rhema.org/LFC, and all the information is there about where we're going to be. And actually, the conferences are scheduled all the way.
Yes.
I think I've got them all scheduled all the way up
through
to
August,
through August.
Yes.
That's there. And you can find out all about our Living Faith conferences.
That's right.
Or actually, if you just want to find out anything about Rhema, just go to rhema.org and all
right.
The information is there. Everything is there.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a lot of people all asking questions about, well, what about this? What about that? Hey, on there, you can get Word of Faith. You can get past services.
Services.
And actually, there's even some daily devotion articles there that you can download some of this stuff. Is there? You can.
We have a live stream. We have YouTube, Rhema USA.
Oh yeah, all kinds of information. So just go to rhema.org and you find out all about that.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Effective Prayer Series. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.